Let's head out to Los Angeles and visit with ABC Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. This new release of the Planet of the Apes, I'm really looking forward to seeing what you say about this. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I love the franchise anyway, dating back to Charlton Heston those days. But anyway, did you go ape for it, Jason? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this is the 10th film in the franchise, dating back to, as you mentioned, Charlton Heston, 1968. And this is a reboot of the franchise. So the last films that we saw, the last one was in 2017, the last set of those. This is set 300 years after those. So none of the characters, all the characters are new. You don't have to know necessarily what's going on. It's kind of a clean slate. And if you have the knowledge from the other films, that's sure it's going to help you. And there's references to them. But you can kind of go in not knowing anything. You can go in with whoever, if they haven't seen it all, and that's fine. The special effects here are it's motion capture. So, for instance, you have Owen Teague, who plays a chimp named Noah. And on the set, they're all walking around like apes or chimps or bonobos. They're actually doing the motions, and then those motions are captured and put on screen. So they're not just voicing a character like they would be in animation or a CGI character or something like that. Their actual movements and their body and their facial expressions, that's all part of the acting here. Owen Teague plays this chimp named Noah, who's going on a journey to kind of get his family back after they were kidnapped by some bad apes. But the character for me is he's kind of a buzzkill. He's very put upon. He's very down. There's no charm. There's no spark. There's no connection for me. There was no reason for me to root for him because I just wasn't invested in his story at all. So the special effects are great, almost worth the price of admission. But also the film's 2 hours and 25 minutes, so a little too long as well. 6.2 out of 10 for me. Ooh. But it has 82% on Rotten Tomatoes, so others did like it. It appears at least a little more than I did.
I would love to know your grading scale where that accounts for the 0.2 there. But good to know. Good to know. So it's a semi-recommendation from you, Jason. Let's talk about Doctor Who entering a new era, a new season. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, this is the 15th Doctor that we've had. If you're not familiar with Doctor Who, it's a sci-fi series, the longest-running sci-fi series on television. It's a British series. Usually it airs on the BBC, and then it comes over here a couple months later. I don't know why, if they have to bring it across the Atlantic on boat. I don't understand why it takes so long for it to come over here, especially in this day and age. But now it's on Disney Plus for the first time, so you get to stream it all. Everybody gets it at the same time. It's airing today in the UK as well, and here, so everybody gets to watch. Nobody's behind. And Shuri Gatwa stars as the Doctor. In the series, the Doctor is a time traveler who goes and has adventures. Every week is a new kind of episode in that. And every few seasons, the Doctor regenerates and is played by a new character, a new actor. And Shuri Gatwa, who's from Sex Education, a great Netflix series. If you haven't seen that, go check that out. Shuri Gatwa is the Doctor here, and in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I talked about the lead character not having a whole lot of personality. Shuri Gatwa has almost too much personality. He's overflowing with personality, and he makes what could be a very cheesy show just kind of warm and special and enjoyable to watch. He also has an assistant. The Doctor always has an assistant, and this time the assistant is played by Millie Gibson. She is also fresh and bright and a ray of sunshine as well. The show itself, it's leaning this season a little more into the absurd and the silly. It is kind of for the whole family. It's one of those kinds of shows. And I, again, the two leads here make what could have been a kind of dumb show into something that's enjoyable and watchable. 7.6 out of 10 for me.
Oh, that's good. Okay. And then finally, we're going to talk about the stand-up specials that are going to be happening on HBO. One of them sounds really good, especially the comedian that was on the set of the roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. This one sounds kind of interesting. I looked at all of the clips on X about the Tom Brady roast. That was pretty funny, too.
Yeah, the roast is really funny. If you like roast humor, if you like that kind of stuff, some people think it's a little bit mean.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is, but that's the whole point. And they really lean into that. But Nikki Glaser was one of the standouts of that roast. She's the one who's everybody's sharing her set. I've watched it 6 or 7 times. She's just so good. But I've loved her for a long time. She's been doing comedy for maybe 15, 20 years at this point. And a lot of people are like, oh, this new comedian that I found. She's not new. She's been around for quite a while, and she got her start really, or made her name doing a lot of these roasts originally when they were on Comedy Central. She has a new stand-up special that is out on HBO tomorrow. It is called Someday You'll Die, and if you can tell from the title, it's dark. It's really dark humor, but very, very funny. And she continues to just be, she's always had a very kind of set persona on stage, but she continues to be more and more comfortable and confident in that persona and explore new areas of comedy as well. 8.7 out of 10 for me. I really enjoyed the special, and I absolutely love her.
Looking forward to all of it. Jason, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.